kafin isowar malam.
Labarin nasara.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والعاديات ضبحا فالموريات قدحا فالمغيرات صبحا فأثرن به نقعا فوسطن به جمعا إن الإنسان لربه لكنود وإنه على ذلك لشهيد وإنه لحب الخير لشديد أفلا يعلم إذا بعثر ما في القبور وحصل ما في الصدور إن ربهم بهم يومئذ لخبير صدق الله العظيم.
الله يقرا البركه. الحمد لله الذي خلق الانسان من نطفه امشاج وجعله سميعا بصيرا وهداه النجدين منهم من سلك طريق الجنه ومنهم من اختار سعيرا والصلاة والسلام على أفضل من أرسل بالحق بشيرا ونذيرا وداعيا إلى الله بإذنه وسراجا منيرا وعلى آله وصحبه الذين كانوا له في حياء الدين معينا وظهيرا والذين لم يتخذوا في مجاهداتهم من دون الله وليا ولا نصيرا رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي اللهم اجعل عملي صالحا واجعله لوجهك خالصا ولا تجعل لأحد فيه شيئا أما بعد أيها الإخوة الأعزاء السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته الحمد لله أيو من أبيو قوتا الربيع الثاني shekara ta 1446 hijriya wato bayan jarar annabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam daga makka zuwa madina wanda yayi daidai da 5 ga watan oktoba shekara ta 2024 miladiya wato bisa kaddarawar haihuwar annabi Isa dan Maryama alaihi salam muna nan a wannan babban gari babban birni na Jimeta a karkashin kungiyar jama'atu izalatul bid'a wa iqamati sunna dawa dake birni ne kuma karkashin babban jagoran mu mara tsoro jagoran mu wanda duniya da kanta ta yarda cewa jagora ne na kwarai wanda ya jagoranci wannan hamshakiyar kungiya ta kasa da kasa da ta rage ita ce madogaran musulmi na nan Najeriya da kasan waje to alhamdulillah wanda aka aiko mana shine annabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam to Allah ya dubi annabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam sai ya ce masa wa innaka
la'ala khuluqin azim
na'am wa innaka la'ala khuluqin azim kai dai kana kan wani hali mai girma, that you are on a very strong character. But then what is character? Character is an inbuilt value that is deep rooted in one's heart, that comes out spontaneously without any stress, without any stress. Then that is character. If it is good, then you have a good character. If the values are bad, then you have the bad character. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala looked at the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and said, "Wa innaka la'ala khuluqin 'azim," that you are on a very strong character, that you have a very high character, that your character is an exemplary one, then it means that the Prophet sallam should be our model. Wherever we are, that wherever we are, we should copy the Prophet sallam. He has the two. He has his own practice. He has his own utterances. In his utterances, he said, "Al-imanu shubat al-imanu bid'un wa sab'una shuba." Al-iman, iman is divided into 70 something. Wa alaha kalimatu la ilaha illallah, aw qawlu la ilaha illallah. That the highest degree of iman is the word la ilaha illallah, because it depicts the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, either in your worship, in your belief, in every action, you justify that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is alone, one and only. He said, "Qul huwallahu ahad."
قل هو الله أحد الله الصمد لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد.
Say, قل هو الله أحد. Say, Allah is one and only. لم يلد. الله الصمد. Allah the eternally beset of all. The eternally beset of all. He is seeking for nothing from anybody, but every person is now unto him for his requests and his needs. Eternally, beset of all. Lam yalid wa lam yulad. That he does not beget, nor is he begotten by anything, by anybody. So Allah does not have parents, neither does he have offsprings. So, wa lam yakul lahu kufuwan ahad. And none is equal unto him. Then Allah, the Prophet ﷺ said that wa adnaha imatatul adha anit tariqi, that the least of it is removing any injurious thing on the road. When you see any injurious thing, whether it is abstract or it is concrete, they remove it. The abstract thing that may not necessarily injure you, maybe shit or something that is filthy on the road, then remove it. Then there are things like stones or any sharp object, remove it. Then wal haya'u min al iman. That's where I am now. My goal is to talk on al haya. Wal haya'u min al iman. Bashfulness, shyness is from iman. Shyness is from iman. What is shyness? So what is the degree of shyness in man? The Prophet ﷺ once came out and saw a man preaching to a person on shyness, that his shyness is a bit of high, let him reduce it. Then the Prophet ﷺ said, "Da'ahu, leave him. Al-haya'u la ya'ti illa bi khayr." That bashfulness or shyness does not come except with what is good. Al-haya'u kulluhu khayr. That bashfulness is altogether good. It's altogether good. So it means that one should be shy at any given time. If you are shy, you are bashful, it means that you will not wrong anybody. You will not go against the rules of Allah in any way, because you will be ashamed of yourself when you go against the rules of Allah. And shyness will take you even to ihsan. What is ihsan? أن تعبد الله كأنك تراه فإن لم تكن تراه فإنه يراك. Then if you are shy, and the Prophet ﷺ said we should now be shy, why do you then post anything to abuse anybody? Some will post on the internet, social media, to abuse their leader, to abuse our ulama, to abuse even the governors and the head of, and our president. Why? Because they don't have any iota of shyness. May Allah grant us that shyness, and may Allah be the companion of our great leader, and then may He forgive the founder of this great organization. Wassalamu alaikum warahmatullahi.